This Newell Fonda football preview being brought to you by Good Samaritan Society of Newell, Sportsters Bar and Grill, DFS, and First Community Bank of Newell, Fonda, Pomeroy, and Rockwell City. Ryan Thompson joined by Mustangs coach Brian Wilkin. Brian, I talked to you briefly at Newell Pride Days recently. You said you were very pleased with the practices the first week, and hopefully that's continued.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten good effort out of our kids. There's a lot of things to clean up and get better at, obviously, Ryan, here in the preseason. But, our effort's been good for the most part, and we go to work every day trying to get these young men better and get this football team better.
We know what you expect year in and year out. You have several starters to replace this year. Based on what you've seen so far, how confident do you feel that some of these guys is stepping in, can step right in without missing a beat?
Well, our expectations don't change, no matter who goes on the field for us. You know, we expect to play at a high level and play with great passion and great fire for winning. We obviously got some holes to fill in. If our kids continue to get better and continue to improve each and every day, they're going to be just fine replacing the holes left, by graduation.
On the other hand, you do return a handful of starters from last year. Let's start with them and where they figure to fit in this season.
We returned two starters on offense, Reed Cruz at tight end and Sam Pitstick offensive line center. And then defensively, we returned just one starter, and that's Reed Cruz at linebacker. We got a number of kids that saw playing time a year ago, in our two deep, three deep special teams, and in the postseason when we had some injuries and things like that. But we don't return many starters, but that's part of this game and this great game.
I know the plan has been to have Reed be your quarterback this year. How's that shaping up?
We have our good days and we have our bad days. It's a growing process. We're not going to, count out that Cody Holtgrew isn't going to be able to play quarterback for us yet. Cody's had done some good things this preseason, and if we're able to do that, that will give us another dimension to our offense, and we'll see as we push forward here in the next week or so.
Yep, so not everything is set in stone. And as far as the new additions to the team, let's hear about some of those players that are fighting for playing time here in the preseason.
Well, like I said, we had a number of kids that had to play a year ago for whatever reason, earning it as part of our two deep, three deep, special teams due to injuries. But Colton Schachner Kramer, he filled in for Mason during the postseason when we lost Mason Scheidegger to an injury. In the offensive line, Jacob Carlson saw a number of minutes and a number of snaps a year ago, both as offensive lineman and defensive lineman. Nate Peterson was unfortunately broke his leg very early in the first quarter of the first game of the season.
Right.
Was a starter last year as a sophomore defensive back before breaking his leg. He's playing a split end and back in the defensive backfield, and we really hope that he can stay healthy and have a great year for us. You mentioned Reed Cruz and Cody Holker saw So playing time in defensive secondary, Jesse Hack has been a special teams player. He's played tailback. He's played linebacker. He's back in the offensive backfield, as is Austin Gertis, who was, played in the postseason when Connor Walterman was injured a year ago. Like I said, we got a number of kids that have saw playing time. The difference right now, Ryan, is for them to accept a totally different role. And, it's a lot different being a starter than it is being a backup or a special teams player and a role player. It's a huge difference, and we're not to that point yet with a number of these men that they're ready to be a starter week in and week out, but we keep going to work trying to get them better.
So to follow up on that, you had told me previously that the offensive line was still taking shape. Hopefully that's looking a little more stable now. What areas would you say are your biggest question marks right now?
Well, I think right now, the biggest question mark we got right now, Ryan, is our depth. We always want to be two deep, three deep at every position, and we're not there. It's a work in progress. It's a process, and we don't want to be a football team that is only one deep. We want to play a lot of kids. We want a lot of kids to play at an exceptionally high level, no matter what grade they're at. And, our depth right now is not where it needs to be, in regards to our two and three deep.
It is a redistricting year. You're familiar with quite a bit of your competition, but let's get your thoughts overall on your district competition for the next 2 years.
Well, GTRA, which we open up with, has a number of kids back from their playoff team a year ago. Obviously lost a very special player in Michael Gears to graduation, but they got a lot of kids back. Plus, they'll get the addition of an injured starter very early in the year, much like Nate Peterson was for us. They'll get him back this year. GTRA is GTRA. It's a tough physical football team that when they show up, you better have your chin strap strapped up, because they're going to come here to hit you, and they're going to hit you every play. Kingsley Pearson's got some skill kids back, lost some awfully good football players in a couple of seniors, but once again, another physical football team that is going to show up and hit you. Then we got Remsen St. Mary's, which it's been a couple years since we faced them. CCE, the same thing. And then week seven, a district, we go to Harris Lake Park, who has got a very talented junior class this year. They were sophomores last year. Some key returners that'll be seniors this year, and will be an awfully tough test and matchup for a lot of people in our district, including us. And then, of course, West Bend's week eight, and we all know what West Bend brings to the table each and every year. Strong tradition, tough, hard-nosed kids, play the game very tough and physically, and then we close with Sulane Christian. And, we don't know a lot about them as they're a new program starting up here, but, obviously you watch them in track, they got some athletes.
And your non-district portion to start out, challenging in its own right, as on Friday, August 26th, the opener will be at home against Coon Rapids Bear, a playoff team from last year, and then the following week at Glidden-Ralston, who had joined you in the Dome a season ago. And we'll be broadcasting that week three game at GTRA on Mix 101.7, and later we'll see you at Harris Lake Park as well. Newell Fonda Football and Coach Brian Wilkin. Appreciate it, Coach, and we'll talk again soon. Good luck this year.
Brian, thank you. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. And this Newell Fonda Football Preview, again brought to you by First Community Bank of Newell, Fonda, Pomeroy, and Rockwell City, DFS in Newell, Sportsters Bar and Grill, and the Good Samaritan Society of Newell.